Yes.
Savitri, Book 1, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, page 69. Two seem his goals, yet ever are they one, and gaze at each other over bornless time. Spirit and matter are their end and source. A seeker of hidden meanings in life's forms, of the great mother's wide uncharted will and the rude enigma of her terrestrial ways, he is the explorer and the mariner on a secret inner ocean without bourne. He is the adventurer and cosmologist of a magic earth's obscure geography, in her material order's fixed design, where all seems sure, and even when changed the same, even though the end is left forever unknown, and ever unstable is life's shifting flow, his paths are found for him by silent fate. As stations in the age's weltering flood, firm lands appear that tempt and stay a while, then new horizons lure the mind's advance. There comes no close to the finite's boundlessness. There is no last certitude in which thought can pause, and no terminus of the soul's experience. A limit, a farness never wholly reached, an unattained perfection calls to him. From distant boundaries in the unseen, a long beginning only has been made. This is the sailor on the flow of time. This is world matter's slow discoverer who, launched into his small corporeal birth, has learned his craft in tiny bays of self, but dares at last unplumbed infinitudes. A voyager upon eternity's seas, in his world adventure's crude initial start, behold him, ignorant of his Godhead's force, timid initiate of its vast design. An expert captain of a fragile craft, a trafficker in small impermanent waves, at first he hugs the shore and shuns the breaths, dares not to affront the far-off, perilous main. But he in a petty coastal traffic plies, his pay doled out from port to neighboring port, content with his safe rounds, unchanging course. He hazards not the new and the unseen, but now he hears the sound of larger seas. A widening world calls him to distant scenes and journeyings in a larger vision's arc and peoples unknown and still unvisited shores. On a commissioned keel his merchant hull serves the world's commerce in the riches of time, severing the foam of a great landlocked sea to reach unknown harbor lights in distant climes and open markets for life's opulent arts, rich bales, carved statuettes, hued canvases, and jeweled toys brought for an infant's play, and perishable products of hard toil, and transient splendors won and lost by the days, or, passing through a gate of pillar rocks, venturing not yet to cross oceans unnamed and journey into a dream of distances, he travels close to unfamiliar coasts and finds new haven in storm-troubled isles, or, guided by a shore compass in his thought, he plunges through a bright haze that hides the stars, steering on the trade routes of ignorance. His prow pushes towards undiscovered shores. He chances on unimagined continents, a seeker of the islands of the blessed. He leaves the last lands, crosses the ultimate seas. He turns to eternal things his symbol quest. Life changes for him, its time-constructed scenes, its images veiling infinity. Earth's borders recede, and the terrestrial air hangs round him no longer, its translucent veil.